everybody. It's The Voice, bringing you a special New Year's Eve episode of Drunken Lullabies. This is going to be a solo show. I hope you don't mind. It's just going to be me introducing some songs to you to wrap up the year. We're going to do a retrospective of all the Drunken Lullabies bands of the week from 2017. Inspiration for this show, I kind of did one last year as a bonus episode in October where we looked back and revisited some old bands that we had featured, and wanted to do it again this year, but a little more refined. What it reminds me of is when I was a kid on New Year's Eve, I would have the day off of school, and I would sit down and watch MTV all day long, because they would do the top 100 music videos of that year countdown. And that's going to take a while to play 100 music videos, so I would sometimes even record it on blank VHSs to watch later the following year. But that was my ritual when I came home from school, was I would watch MTV's like top 20 countdown and then do homework and that kind of thing. So I watched a lot of music television. So New Year's Eve was always something I looked forward to, because I might see videos I hadn't seen in a really long time. And that's what we're going to do with this. We're going to start at the beginning of the year, and we're going to kind of look back through all the episodes of the past year. And, yeah, revisit some favorites and bust out some deep cuts that maybe you guys haven't had a chance to hear yet. So, going all the way back to January 1st, we had Better Out Than In, which, if I remember correctly, our good friend Brutal Eric was involved in that one. And our band of the week was The Young and Heartless. And following that, we had episode 58, Stick in the Mitten. And we had Battle Tapes was our band of the week. And since then, they actually have put out an EP that I would definitely recommend checking out. I'm not going to feature anything from it today, but it's a pretty solid EP and a good piece of business for sure. But yeah, that one, Stick in the Mitten, we had Drunkle Andy and Freckles, and the first appearance of my former roommate Hoover, who has since gone on to appear on quite a few episodes of Drunk at the Movies. Hopefully you guys have been enjoying that. The following week, episode 59, one of our biggest episodes of the year. It was PSAs with Planes, where I sat down with friend and singer of Planes Mistaken for Stars, Garrett, and we talked all about the band. We talked about a bunch of different stuff, but obviously Planes Mistaken for Stars was our band of the week. Would only make sense. Following that, we had Pale Ale Power on January 22nd, and our band of the week for that one was Author, A-U-T-H-O-R, and we actually premiered a new song from them that had just come out the week before. Forgot to mention what I'm drinking right now. I mean, it's Drunken Lullaby, so I have to have a beer, and I'm starting my day with a nice tall glass of Half Acre Daisy Cutter. It's a go-to favorite of mine. I'm not really going to bust out any big beers on this show because I'm the only one drinking them. I'm just kind of hanging out here in front of my computer and my notes and just casually drinking. So feel free to do the same for all you listeners at home. All right, following Pale Ale Power, we had our first live episode of the year, episode 61, Take It to Fist City. Live at the Social Kitchen. We returned to LaSalle's Social Kitchen. They hosted me yet again after a nice singer-songwriter show. This one featured Dan Hubbard and also Miles Nielsen and Kelly Stewart, who, we'll get into that later, but this was their first appearance. So I thought this would be a nice chance to play a studio cut from Miles, because we only featured live tracks. They did some great live recordings. Miles did a song, Kelly did a song, Dan did a song, and then Dan and Kelly joined in on Miles's song. So that was pretty cool. So from the album Heavy Metal, here is Miles Nielsen with Strangers, here on Drunken Lullabies.
Talk to you, I could tell strangers the truth. And why will you not sing along? Radio plays your favorite song. Go tell your mother, her favorite son's coming on. Go tell your father that he was never wrong. Why could I not talk to you? I could tell strangers the truth. And why will I not sing along? The radio plays your favorite song.
Hopefully you guys dug that song. Miles Nielsen and the Rusted Herd, Total Road Dogs, they're always out touring, especially in the Midwest. So look for dates from them coming up. I mean, they've been in the Peoria area several times this year, so there's really no excuse not to go check Miles. And sometimes, Kelly is with him at those shows up in Ottawa at Tangled Roots. But again, we'll get into that later. Dan Hubbard featured one of his Christmas songs a couple weeks ago on the show, so we revisited one of his tracks, and he's going to be playing the Fox Pub coming up very soon. So make sure you stay tuned for that. And he's always in the area as well. I know he recently performed at the Castle Theater in Bloomington. So yeah, look out for both of those guys. They're fantastic musicians and super nice guys as well. All right, episode 62, Would Still Bang. You know, I would hope that you would still bang a lot of these episodes, because they're fun to go back and listen to, I would think. But that was our band of the week was Me Gosh, and I actually did a live phone interview with them and talked about the making of their record, Apostasy, and we played some songs from that. Hope you guys enjoyed it. Episode 63, Busted Makes Me Feel Good. And that one featured our friend Jared Grab. He performed live on the show. He had a new album that came out, and we had him back on to talk music, to talk beer, and we also featured Brian Buss, who now, our good friend from Busted Brewing, has now gone on to become the head brewer at Industry Brewing in Peoria, Illinois. It just recently opened. So I would highly encourage everybody to go check that out and drink some of our friend's beer, because it is delicious. We've been drinking it here on the show for 2 years, and he puts out quality stuff. So now he's doing it on a bigger scale. Go support Industry, and hopefully in the next year we'll be sitting down with those guys to talk all things Industry Brewing. Followed up that episode with episode 64, Drunkamania 1, with our band of the week, Say Yes, out of Canada. But this episode was the first wrestling-themed episode. I sat down with our friends Mike Hartenbauer and Christian Rose for some beers and some wrestling reminiscing. So hopefully that one you guys enjoyed half as much as I did. I always like a good opportunity to geek out about wrestling, and we did it a little bit later in the year. But that was the genesis of the Drunkamania episodes. We followed that up with 65, Soon to Be Normal, live from Distill Brewery. Thought this was going to be the last show we recorded at the old brewery. They opened the new multi-million-dollar facility down the road on off of Veterans there in Normal in the spring, and we went back to the old one on GE Road to chat with Tim and Katie and Jeremy, and Szymanski was still with us at that point, and we did some drinking and chit-chat. So that was Soon to Be Normal. And then I followed that up with episode 66, another show on the road, Chugging in the Players Lounge, live from Iron Spike. And that was when I took Blake Clayton, different Blake, up to Galesburg with me to sit down with Blake Benedict from Iron Spike and Chef Ryan and Blake's wife, Lindsay. We all sat up in the newly opened Players Lounge and had some beers, talked all about Iron Spike, the history of Iron Spike. There were some noise issues in that episode, but hey, what do you expect when you're in a room with a bunch of people drinking beer? And our band of the week that week was Fitness, which that was a new project from Max from Eve 6 and Kenny from AWOL Nation. And since this came out, I believe they've released an EP as well. So be sure to check that one out. It's on Spotify. It's got, I think, 4 or 5 songs. Again, we're not featuring one of those. So hope you enjoyed the 2 songs we played. After that, I did another live episode. This time we were back at Distill for one last time because I had some special guests, and I thought I would take them to the brewery, give them a tour, and do a show there. And that was Dance Gavin Dance. They were performing at the Castle Theater later that night with a sold-out show. And later in the year, we're on the Warp Tour. A lot of big things. They're up and coming, and that actually became our number one episode of Drunken Lullabies. A lot of people checked that one out, and I'd like to thank everybody that did. And since they were on the show way, way back in March, they released another song. Actually, 2. One was a cover of That's What I Like by Bruno Mars for the latest Punk Goes Pop CD. And I almost was going to include that, but I was like, you know what? They dropped this other song in the summer called Summertime Gladness. It's just a single, and they put it out right before they went on the Warped Tour. So we're going to play that. We're going to give you the freshest Dance Gavin Dance track that there is. Hope you guys dig it right now here on Drunken Lullabies. That was Dance Gavin Dance with Summertime Gladness. I mean, it's pretty freaking cold. It's as I record this, single digits. It's officially winter here in central Illinois. It snowed the day before Christmas, and since we have not seen double digits too much. So Summertime Gladness, that's just close your eyes and think of the warm weather that will be here eventually. But something that will be here even sooner is the next song I'm going to play for you. And that's because on episode 68, Sacrilicious, another fairly popular episode, that one we featured our friend Black Cat Chad, who now is in Texas. Shout out to Chad. Had him on several times before he moved this year, but unfortunately we'll not be able to have him on the show as soon as I would like. But, you know, we miss you, Chad. And also our buddy Cicerone Mike from now in the Louisville area. He came back up to visit, and we had him back on the show. So that was a nice episode. We drank some beer that Mike brought. We also had some beer from our friend Dan at Fermentum Ales. And we listened to a band called Minus the Bear. They're another band that's been around for a long time. Freckles has been a fan of theirs even longer than I have. They had a new album out that we were featuring a couple songs from. The album was called Voids. And what I'm going to do is go back and play an early song from when I first got into them from the album Omni. This was a single. There's a music video. You can look it up on YouTube. But here we go. This is Minus the Bear with My Time here on Drunken Lullabies. Minus the Bear, or Menos el Oso, I think is what we call them in the episode, with My Time. Hope you guys enjoyed that one. Again, We're going to go straight into another song. There was just three straight episodes where I featured bands that I really, really enjoyed. And this is when I started not necessarily finding new bands, which I still continue to do, but I got permission from bands that I've been fans of for years that are indie and had put out new albums, and I was promoting them. They may not need as much promotion as some of these newer bands, but hey, it's my show, and if I want to feature a band that I've been listening to for a decade and a half, I'm going to do that. So, this is episode 69, Hazy Days, and this is when we sat down with Freckles, and Beermansky was still here, and Southside Ryan brought a bunch of Hoofhearted, and we had some Monkish, and we had some Trillium, and we just had hazy beers one after another and had a good time. And Isley was our band of the week. They had a new album coming out on Equal Vision Records, and it was called I'm Only Dreaming. We played a couple songs from that, but again, I'm going to take it back to when I first listened to them. This is from their major label debut album that was called Room Noises. This is Telescope Eyes. It's probably my favorite track of theirs, and is what made me a fan. I heard this and I went out and bought the album, so hopefully you guys dig it as well. So here we go with Telescope Eyes. Here's Isley on Drunken Lullabies. right. And that was Isley with Telescope Eyes. Another thing of note about that episode, episode 69, I believe that is Blake's last appearance on the show directly. He had a pop-in later in the year, but that was the last time Biermansky was a quote-unquote regular co-host. I'm hoping to have him back on the show here for an episode. I know he's doing his I Don't Drink for January thing again, so maybe I can get this episode recorded here in the next couple days with him. Otherwise, we're going to have to wait till February. So, time to get back on track. Episode 7, that was called Hashtag Jeezy the Cat, live with Night Riots and White Oak Brewing. And that was a split live recording. Night Riots was performing at the Castle Theater, opening for Atlas Genius that night. And I, earlier in the day, went to White Oak Brewing and sat down with Scott and Brian from White Oak. And we did that episode. And then Brian and I went to the Castle and interviewed Night Riots and drank some beers with them. And we just kind of cut back and forth. It was recorded in the same day, but just at two separate times. But through editing magic, it all came together as one episode. So that was also the first time that Brian was on the show for this year. And now I'm podcasting with him on a regular basis. Craft Beer Digest, that's our new bi-weekly show that is not a Drunken Lullabies podcast. I figure two of those is enough. You just get Drunken Lullabies and Drunk at the Movies. But if you want to look up Craft Beer Digest, that one's a little more informative. It's safe to listen to at work and around children. And it's just going to be more insider beer knowledge with the guys at White Oak. So hopefully you've checked it out. We've put out a couple episodes. I'm actually going to be recording the third one shortly after this today. So stay tuned for that. Episode 71, another pretty popular episode from this year, Amarillo-y by Morning. We had, let's see, what did we drink that one? Oh, there was tons of stuff. And I was wrong because Biermansky was at this one. This was his last episode. We had breakfast before we drank. Blake and Rothgar and ARC and Dan from Fermentum Ales came over and we made a bunch of eggs and then we drank beer before noon on a Sunday. It was fun. It was a good way to start the day. And we listened to the band Pilots, which is spelled P-L-T-S, for that episode. They were out of Australia. I'm sure they still are. I don't think they've relocated. So yeah, that was Amarillo-y by Morning. Episode 72. We're going to feature a song from this band because, again, this is a band that has been a favorite of mine since probably 96. For the episode Smoked Meats and Whales, which we recorded with Pat Hartzler from Brewers Distributing, we talked about the Peoria JC's Beer International Beer Festival that was coming up. We had Blake from Iron Spike join us, and also Black Cat Chad. And our band of the week was Less Than Jake. And we played a couple songs from their EP that came out this year, but I'm going to play an older song from their album Anthem, but originally from their album Borders and Boundaries. We're going to play Look What Happened, but this is the re-recorded, remixed 2.0 version. I figure it's a little more polished. I'm trying to make this show a little more polished. So here we go with Look What Happened. Here's Less Than Jake on Drunken Lullabies.
And I swear it's the last time, and I swear it's my last try. And we'll walk in circles around this whole block, walk on the cracks on the same old sidewalks. And we'll talk about leaving town, yeah, we'll talk about leaving. I swear it's the last time, and I swear it's my last try. We rode across that bridge all night, we talked our way through city lights, traced all the lines, we're killing time under those buzzing signs. From downtown to anywhere but here tonight, yeah. Just hope that car would never stop. And I swear it's the last time. And I swear
And there's been a few times that we thought it felt right to take the westbound signs and just leave town tonight.
And I swear it's the last time, and I swear it's my last try, and we'll walk in circles around this whole block, back on the cracks of the same old sidewalks. And we'll talk about leaving town, and we'll talk about leaving. I swear it's the last time, and I swear it's my last try.
I do love that song. Another song I love is this next one. From episode 73, Drunkomania 2, that's when we had Kevin Clark. We had Steve Grise, who later went on to be on an episode of Drunk at the Movies, The Crow. Check that drunken fiasco out if you haven't. And then we had a couple newcomers, Alex, and also our friend Waylon Beck. And we talked wrestling. We had a wrestler on, Jeff, a.k.a. Waylon, told some great stories, and we drank some beers, and Jeff's beer reviews are worth the listen alone. He's a guy who loves his domestic beers, and we made him drink some fancy IPAs and all this kind of stuff, and had some good laughs. But our band of the week were Illinois natives, and again, a band I've listened to for a long time, Lucky Boys Confusion. They came back with a comeback album. There hasn't been new music from them for quite a while, and then they brought out this Storm Chasers record. But I'm going to go back to the beginning, back to the debut major label release. This is probably their biggest single. You may have heard it on the radio and not even known who it was back then. So this is Lucky Boys Confusion with Fred Astaire here on Drunken Lullabies.
You can call it anything you want, that remains the same. I never got to be your Fred Astaire. You can lie to yourself and all your friends, pretend that you don't care, but circumstance gets in the way. You so many opportunities I never had. Don't push so hard, nothing is ever easy, and the talent you take for granted, it's a gift from God. Don't pass it up, nothing is ever easy. Are you ready to work real hard? Are you tired? It's just the start. Listen to me, son, I'll take you far. You can call it anything you want, back to me. Never got to be your Fred Astaire. You can lie to yourself and all your friends, pretend that you don't care, but circumstance gets in the way. Heel toe, side to side again. Gonna get it right. Don't push so hard, nothing is ever easy. Don't forget your please and thank you. Don't forget to smile. Don't pass it up, nothing is ever easy. Got to be your Fred Astaire. You can lie to yourself and all your friends, pretend that you don't care, but circumstance gets in the way. Eventually, they suffer. I never got to be your Fred Astaire. You can lie to yourself and all your friends, pretend that you don't care. Circumstance gets in the way.
Following that episode, we jumped to a bonus one. It didn't have an official number, and it was just called Live and Loud at the Peoria Jaycees International Beer Fest VIP tent. That just was me walking around, interviewing a bunch of former guests of the show and also some new friends, and just seeing what they thought of some of the VIP beers that they had at that tent. It was a good time. I got to drink some of the beers with some of the people that were serving them, so it was a fun, chaotic listen. If you got 20 minutes and don't mind a lot of background noise, you should check that out. Episode 74, Kegs and Eggs Uncensored. This is where I went to my former second place of employment, the Fox Pub, and sat down with Matt Rixner, the head honcho of the Fox, and Mark Alghini from 99.9 WWCT, and we did a long-form, uncensored version of their Friday segment, Kegs and Eggs. We tried some beers, we chatted about upcoming events, we played music, so, it was kind of like Kegs and Eggs. But our band of the week was the So-So Glows, and we played some songs from them. Recently featured them on one of the Christmas episodes. They had a cover of Father Christmas by the Kinks, and we played that. Then episode 75, Getting Loopy, live at Hand of Fate Brewery. That was when I got my first taste of Hand of Fate brewing. I'm actually wearing my Hand of Fate t-shirt right now, oddly enough. That was purely unintentional. Hoping to get those guys back on the show soon. I was talking to Brandon about Craft Beer Digest and also Drunken Lullabies, and he had some kind words for me about the show, and him and Mike are looking forward to sitting down again and talking about what's been going on with Hand of Fate, because a lot has been going on with Hand of Fate this year. If you follow the Facebook page, you probably know some of it, but I'll save all that for the episode. Hopefully we'll do that in the next couple months. But our band of the week then was Nothington, and they had a new record out. Then I jumped back up to LaSalle, to our regular spot at the Social Kitchen for episode 76, and we did Home Again live at the Social Kitchen, and that was with Ed Anderson and Seth Walker, and they both performed live on the show, gave us a couple nice tunes to enjoy. Followed that up with episode 77, which was called Feeling Peachy. I don't even know what the hell my own episodes are called. That was at a bottle share at Rothgar's house. I'd done a Hoff, and we drank nothing but peach beers and listened to songs from Brother Ali. Brother Ali is one of my favorite rappers on the Rhymesayers label, and he had a new record come out this year that actually made my top 25 or whatever. We'll get into that a little bit later, but I wanted to feature another song from that record. So here we go. This is Brother Ali with It Ain't Easy, here on Drunken Lullabies.
I did it again, huh? Yeah, I know. I'm writing you a song, though. It goes something like this. We said one love, you can't unlove. I don't know what it is you're trying to run from. Like you're trying to unfriend me in real life. I want it all real, nothing fake, please. I don't wanna wonder what your handshake means. I don't need to say everything I think I must. My ego try and ruin everything I touch. Or what I mean though, or what my point is, that you're much more important than my point is. If I win an argument and lose your heart, Lord, hit the bullseye on the wrong dartboard. Wanna thank everyone for being patient with me. It's a journey that I'm on, I pray you take it with me. And to quote myself, that's what this is about. We live, learn, and figure it out. Oh my God, now
easy when it's real. Just don't leave because I still need your patience. And hear me when I say this. It ain't easy when it's real. In my heart you know I feel all your greatness. And baby we can make it.
Yeah, I want the real love, not the false kind, not not the one to need perfectness at all times. When it seems most difficult to keep me close, it's probably the time that I need you most. I let you down, though, I didn't mean to. Even the people who try, we get weak too. And when you said we were family, I believed you, because I needed so bad for it to be true. Now is my heart that way? Would I try to betray? Is there any such thing as an honest mistake? If what you need and what I have don't match, that's when we need the love thing to fill those gaps.
It ain't easy when it's real. Just don't leave because I still need your patience. And hear me when I say this. It ain't easy when it's real. In my heart you know I feel all your greatness. And baby we can make it.
You're trying to save the world, right? Yeah, I'm a hot mess, and if I'm honest, it's not just one event, but a process. If I'm trying to get out here and protest, let me first save the world from my foolishness. Let me guard my heart from its harshness, try to rid my truth of its falseness. If your beauty is closer than an arm's length, you'd be hard-pressed to tell me that it's far-fetched. I know I hurt you, though, you took it personal. But what's love if the essence isn't merciful? And I see no need for us to live with regrets. I'd rather just forget. Give and forget, oh my God.
It ain't easy when it's real. Just don't leave because I still need your patience. And hear me when I say this. It ain't easy when it's real. In my heart you know I feel all your greatness. And baby we can make it.
I was thinking maybe not debate politics in the pool. No, just because it's your daughter's birthday party, I didn't, you know. No, I feel you. Word up. Email me about that. Said one love, can't unlove. I don't know what you think you're trying to run from. Said one love, can't unlove. Trying to run from. Said one love.
Wasn't that a fun little tune? You know you were, like, bobbing along to it and everything. It's a good track. It's a great album. Go check it out, Brother Ali. Episode 78, hashtag Mule Life. We had beers courtesy of Hambone and Hippie and Cosmo, and we had a good time. We listened to some music from Burwanger, who actually has a brand new album out right now. Go look that up. And also, he's in a new band called Radar State. You will hear them on an upcoming episode of the show this year once their debut album drops. And a special shout out to those guys for hooking me up with a free pass to Riot Fest on the day that they performed, and got to catch up with them a little bit after the show. So check out Burwanger, check out Radar State, even though we haven't played Radar State yet, but we will, so it all works out. Episode 79. Get Those Bits, and that was recorded at the studio formerly known as IBWIP Studios. I guess now it's just BFB Studios, and that was with a whole cast of characters. That was Blake, it was the Bottle Cap Kid, Big E, and I think Problem Child Jake might have even been involved in that one, but we had to record it a second time. Because unfortunately it got deleted in editing, post-production. But it ended up working out okay because I liked the second show better than the first recording of it. We featured music from the band Alone, which one of my top songs of the year, according to Spotify, the song I've listened to the most, was a song featured in that episode. So I really like the bands of the week that I pick, because a majority of them were my favorite songs of the year. After Get Those Bits, I debuted the first episode of Drunk at the Movies, and we did No Holds Barred with Matt Cruzan and Mike Miller from Triptych. And this was when it was just going to be a bonus episode. It was just something we were going to do here and there, not on a weekly basis. But the idea went over so well, and people seemed to enjoy the couple that I did, that I made it an every other week, and then eventually it became an every week show on its own. We leave them on the same feed just because it's easier, and you guys usually like listening to both shows anyways, so why make you subscribe to two different shows? You get Drunken Lullabies, plus you get Drunk at the Movies. New episodes every week. So there you go. You're welcome. And after that, we had episode 80. So many high fives. And that was me and Brutal Eric and Clayton, who I still would like to feature more of his beer on the show. And we had the band The Scandals, which I also did a phone interview with them as well. Episode 81, Skydiving on Acid with Susto, live at the Castle Theater. We revisited our friends and the first band I ever interviewed on the show, Susto. They became a two-time band of the week, thanks to this episode. They finished their set opening for the Drive-By Truckers. We went up to the green room with Brian from White Oak, and we drank some beers and had a good time. Episode 82, All Distill, All Day, live from Distill Brewery. This was our first recording at the new brewery that I mentioned earlier. We had some of the guys from Distill. We had Will and Alex, and then we had our friend Edwin. He sat in on the show as well, and we featured music from Midnight Divide. We followed that episode up with another Drunk at the Movies. We did Strange Brew, which a lot of you guys downloaded that one, and I had a good time with Blake and Jason from Couch Pilots for that episode. Blake hasn't seen a whole lot of movies, and it's a constant joke on the shows about that. I'm going to try to get him back for a future episode next year because he has not seen Back to the Future, and the Bottle Cap Kid and I want to watch that with him for the first time while we do the show. So we'll see if we can make that happen, but I'd like to think we can. Episode 83, Made in Illinois, live at Kemp's Upper Tap. Went to Lexington, sat down with Jonathan Kemp, and also we had some other special guests, including our band of the week, who was Matthew Curry. He was going to be performing in the area coming up, and we featured some of his music, and he drank with us as well. The next episode found me in Chicago. Episode 84, Windy City Drinkin', live with Marty Casey at Link's Tap Room. And we're going to actually play a song from Marty. If you haven't listened to that episode, it's a pretty good one. You get a lot of background on Marty. I've been a fan of his since probably the early 2000s. We talked about his band, The Love Hammers. He just put out a solo record called The Ground You Walk On. We even talked about his time on the reality show Rockstar in Excess, which was how I was exposed to his music. And, you know, went back and found the other records and everything he had put out before that. So this next song, so since he played acoustic songs for us live with an upright bass player and a drummer, that was a first. We had a trio playing live on the show. It was a really cool thing to see. And it was a private performance because the place was closed. They had an audience of two, and it was awesome. So we're going to play a studio song, Anything You Want. And this song, we talked about it on the episode, it was co-written by one of the Ferris Brothers from NXS. And you can totally hear that. This is what, I guess, NXS could have sounded like had Marty won the competition all those years ago. That's kind of how I looked at it. But you know what? It's a killer song. I believe you said they were working on a video for it yet. I don't believe that's come out yet. So keep your eyes peeled for that. But here we go. From The Ground You Walk On, here is Marty Casey with Anything You Want, here on Drunken Lullabies.
Give you one. give you what you want right now.
He's got me hypnotized. I'm walking in a zombie trance. I'm so mesmerized, caught up in the moment. Your ancient tribal dance, you turn me on to go and we crash dead on the grass. Day turned night. Let me treat you right. Let me give you what you want. Give me what you want right now.
That didn't get your toes tapping and your butt shaking, I don't know what the hell's wrong with you. That was fantastic. Thank you, Marty, for sitting in on the show earlier this year. We also played a Christmas song from him last week. He was the last Christmas song we featured. Merry Christmas all year long. So after that, we had UHF Drunk at the Movies Episode 3 with Daryl and Groucho. Then episode 85, Punk Rock and Beer, live at 350 Brewing. This was the first of three episodes I did involving 350. This one was recorded at the brewery with Todd and also with Johnny from Lights Over Bridgeport. They were going to be playing 350 Fest 3. That's what we were promoting. And we featured Lights Over Bridgeport, played a few of their songs, but didn't get time to play this one, so I'm going to play it now. From the EP Good Grief, here is Heartbreakers from Lights Over Bridgeport.
Yeah.
That was Lights Over Bridgeport with Heartbreakers. I bought a cool t-shirt from them at 350 Fest. It's the Unsolved Mysteries logo, but it says Lights Over Bridgeport instead. It's pretty sweet. I have gotten some compliments on that one. So check those guys out. They've got a couple EPs. I believe they're on a pay what you want kind of scale. Check out their dates. They're awesome guys and craft beer fans. So look for them at a brewery near you. Episode 86, Growing on You, live at the Harvest Cafe. That was when we sat down with, at the time, Chef Kyle and manager Kevin, and we talked all about the Harvest Cafe. And then 2 weeks later, it closed. So unfortunately, the recommendation we were giving, you had to act on that pretty fast because it was kind of a shock when it closed. But I guess it's going to be reopening in Junction City soon. Kyle and Kevin are not a part of it, so I can't put a stamp of approval on it. Just saying. But anyway, it was a good episode, and we featured music by the band Wander. And again, that's WVNDER. Just in case you were confused. And Drunk at the Movies, episode 4, King of Kong, followed that. And then episode 87, The Drama Continues, which featured band of the week, Idol Class. They were out of Germany. And then we had Drunk at the Movies, episode 5, Super Troopers, with Brewmaster Brian Buss and Matt Morris. And the sequel should be coming out, I believe, very, very soon in the next year. Episode 88, Winnebago Man and Picture Pages. And we drank some beers from Texas from the road trip that I took. No, it wasn't a road trip. We flew. So I don't know why it would be a road trip. But anyway, we had bands, or our band of the week was Roswell Kid, and we played some songs from their new album. Followed that up with the drunkest episode of Drunk at the Movies we've had to date, episode 6, Big Trouble in Little China with Nick and Phil. Anytime Phil gets involved, we get hammered. So maybe we'll have Phil on again pretty soon. Episode 89, Don't Drink the Kool-Aid, live at Tannins and Hops. And this was when we sat down with a couple world champion disc golfers who also have their own brewery. It was kind of a nice balance. We had Nathan and Val Doss. They've got their own brewing, Bevel Craft Brewery. They brought one of their beers. Calvin was my co-host for that. And was also recorded during a soft open night at Tannins and Hops, your favorite speakeasy in Peoria, run by our good friend Brian. So it was a nice mix of people. I think Rothgar showed up halfway through the episode and sat in a little bit. My friend Mark, who helped put the show together and got in contact with Nate and Val, he sat in. And we had music from the band Keep Flying. We thought that played into the disc golf theme a little bit. And Keep Flying actually was in town at the castle a few weeks ago, and I met up with those guys. And as a special treat, right now I'm going to cut to an interview that I did with a couple of the guys from the band. So I'm going to send it over to myself in the past. Here we go. Take it away, Dustin. Hey everybody, it's The Voice, and I am backstage yet again at the Castle Theater, one of my favorite places to record shows when I'm out on the road, and that's because they have great bands play here. And sometimes those bands that they have play here have actually been featured on the show, and this is one of those occasions. I'm talking about Keep Flying. You heard them earlier this year on the show. We played a few songs, and just so happens, they were rolling through our neck of the woods, and a couple of the guys were more than happy to join me here for a couple beers and a little bit of a conversation before they're set tonight. So, joining me, we've got Charlie and Henry from the band. Go ahead and introduce yourselves to the Drunkomaniacs.
Hola, I'm Charlie Bruno. I play guitar and keep flying.
I'm pretty sure I saw you on stage. You were not playing a guitar.
And now I am playing bass, weirdly.
Yeah, we have a little situation. First of all, also, I'm Henry. I play guitar and sing in the band.
And wear a Mr. Meeseeks hat.
I do. I wear several silly hats all the time. This all tour, time. I'm wearing the Meeseeks hat. Yeah, Charlie's playing bass for a little while, as our actual bass player is back at home working and trying to get some personal stuff together. He's all good. He's still in the band. Everything's cool.
Excellent.
But we're our one guitar and one bass for now. So.
Okay. Yeah. All right.
As of 3 days ago, I now know like 11 songs on the bass as opposed to just like Longview and Carousel.
That's
those
good.
Like
That's
those
good.
Were what I got.
You fake it till you make it, man.
Exactly, dude.
Right. Yeah. So you guys, you were in Chicago last night,
yeah,
I believe.
Yeah, Downers Grove.
Okay. Yeah. Yes. The home of Macho Man Randy Savage.
I didn't know that.
Yeah.
It's sick.
Wow. I saw an Ultimate Warrior bag in the back.
Yeah.
It's John.
I figured. I thought he was the big resident wrestling fan.
Yes.
And, you know, thought he might appreciate my T-shirt here.
It's
my
a good rip.
The Drunkomaniac shirt. But you guys, you're on the road through the end of the year.
Yes.
And from what I could tell, been on the road almost since the beginning of October. Give or take a few days here and there.
Oh,
Oh, geez, and now we're joined by a former high school classmate of mine and security of the Castle Theater, Mr. Nick Pointer. I would offer you some beer, but I believe you're on the clock.
I'm always on the clock.
Oh, okay.
The watch.
How are you doing, Nick?
Not bad. Good to see you, man.
Yeah, good to see you, too. And I figured since we're in Bloomington Normal, we should have some Bloomington Normal beer. Did you see how high that shot up?
Yeah.
Sick.
So this is from our friends at White Oak, and this is called the Button No Button, which is a hazy IPA,
okay.
New England style, which you guys, not quite New England, but...
We're New York, New Jersey, Pennsylvania, that world.
You got you're kind of all spread out.
Yes, yeah.
Now, I know it's you and your brother. I'm guessing you're from the same town.
Yeah.
That'd be kind of weird if you
weren't. We live in northwest New Jersey.
Okay.
Our drummer lives in northeast New Jersey. And then Charlie here lives in eastern Pennsylvania, in the Lehigh Valley.
I'm kind of like right over the border, like right across the border of Jersey and PA.
Okay.
Our bass player is sorting out where he lives, which is part of why he's not here.
Right.
And John lives on Long Island. All right, here we go. So
try some local beer here. This is
I love this. This is awesome.
It's very hoppy and what they call juicy.
Yeah.
It's a
bright, citrusy. It tastes citrusy. Yes.
Yes.
For sure.
And
cool.
It's kind
I'm
of.
I'm actually into this.
I don't really
know a lot about beers.
I normally don't like the citrusy beer thing. Like
really?
90% of the time, like
I need a taste. I need like I'm not a big drinker, and if I do drink, it's kind of it needs to be flavored, fruity. Whatever it might be.
Yeah.
And, so this is up my alley.
And I would say I'm the polar opposite.
So you were more of a stout.
I'm like the simplest drinker ever. I'm like a PBR, like.
Oh,
like,
okay.
Yeah.
They have Schlitz here.
Yeah.
It's not PBR, but it might be close enough.
Right, exactly. I mean, like, I've lived in Pennsylvania my whole life, so, like, I grew up on the Yingling thing.
Yeah.
So, like,
yeah.
That's my life. But, like, and then my parents. My parents actually, the bottom of my house is a winery.
Okay.
So, like, my parents have been making wine because it's been passed down, like, from my grandparents and everything.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
I came over from Sicily and shit, and
that's
it's
awesome.
Always been a thing. So, but I hate our wine. Like, I've always
Well, that's not good.
It's weird. Like,
because you have,
it.
Like, free access to it.
Not,
exactly.
I'm also not all that huge on certain wines.
Yeah.
That's
just because, like, the fruit that I've never eaten a grape in my entire life. Fun fact. Like,
this
never,
keeps coming up, too.
I've never
like,
eaten
something
a grape.
That we talk about a lot.
Yeah.
Understand.
I've never had a grape, and so like just the act of watching drinks made out of grapes is just like, yeah, I don't care.
Did they draft you as a young child to go out there and stomp on them and thus created an aversion
to
the grapes?
It's the press. Like, okay. You push it. It's so heavy, dude. But, like, yeah. Me and my dad, it's like a workout. Like, my dad and when my grandfather was still alive, we would do it, like, every year. And I would help.
Yeah.
I would never drink it. And it was funny because when I was, like, 15.
Well, you're not supposed to drink wine when you're a child.
That's true. But when I was, like, in high school, my parents would get real paranoid about, like, should we lock up the wine cellar and everything? And they'd just be like, no, he hates wine. So, like, they didn't ever have to worry about that, ever.
Yeah.
But, yeah, so I'm weird like that.
Interesting. You know? Well, you guys, tonight, you're playing with a few other bands, Drug Church, Turnstile, and Story So Far.
Yes.
I know you played, you kind of, like, got added to this show a little bit after the fact.
We're not on this tour.
I was super stoked about it. It worked out really well for me.
Yes, man, yeah.
But yeah, you guys played at least one other date with them earlier.
Because we're spread apart. One of our bases is Long Island, so we're local support on that.
And nice.
This one,
definitely not
the
local support.
Not tonight, no. But they were kind enough to let us open tonight as well. So
awesome.
It's very, very cool of them to let us be here.
Yeah,
it's
an honor. I'm really stoked that we're doing this one too, just because we've never really played.
And it's
not true, actually. Really? In March, we played in Bloomington, Illinois at the Squid Ink Tattoo Shop.
Oh, really? My God. Yeah, we did.
Yes, we did.
That was sick,
with a band called The Subservience, and they are very nice guys. They, because we don't always play shows like this. We're not always supporting, mm-hmm. so, DIY, stuff like that is
mostly what
we do. And so I was putting together a tour, and I, got an offer to come, play a show up here, and we got to play up here. And so that was a great show, and I thought it was very serendipitous that we got to come play another kind of not to put you down, Bloomington Normal, but you're kind of a little out of the way.
Yeah.
And
Central Illinois.
Central Illinois, not the biggest market in the world, but our band will play anywhere we want, and we love to play places like this. So it's very cool that we got to play a tiny town, a tiny little intimate cool show earlier in March, and now we get to come back and play.
And hopefully
your local theater here
that saw
they are
you
absolutely
there
coming
will
out.
Be coming
it's
out.
It's very cool. Yeah, yeah. Cool. Yeah, we're staying with a few of them tonight.
Building,
it's very, very cool.
Building a Central Illinois audience and fan base.
I'm all for that kind of stuff, and that's what makes me very excited to go on tour, is to play places like this. Like, who'd have thought?
And I think this is the last date
for this tour.
Of their tour,
but you guys are just
jumping around. We're out till Christmas Eve.
Yeah, excellent. So hopefully this episode comes out after the tour is over, but I've already shared on the Facebook page some dates for you guys to go see Keep Flying.
Well,
when
in any case,
we'll
be back out in the spring.
Yeah.
And no doubt we'll be coming through here. Keep Flying.
No doubt. No Doubt's coming to Bloomington.
Us and No Doubt. Direct support.
I was just using the colloquialism.
Gotcha.
Not the band name.
Sorry to get you all excited there for
DJ
a second.
DJ features on Spider Webs? That'd be so sick.
I'd be all for that. I'll tour as anyway.
Well, we do play music on this show, and this episode is actually kind of a yearly retrospective. At the end of the year, I go back, revisit old past bands of the week from the year, and I play an extra song that I didn't feature on the episode.
Cool.
And you guys are going to be one of those. When I was a kid, MTV would always do the yearly top 100 music videos, back when they still played music.
Sure.
So you could just sit and listen to music all day, and that's kind of what this episode is. But I'm going to break out, some could say with the title, a slightly seasonal number. From the first EP, I'm going to play Candy Cane Forest.
Great.
So I don't know if you want to do a little bit of a lead in here. Tell us a little bit about the song.
He's got this.
Well, the title comes from a reference that is only known by two people, so it's just a silly name.
Okay.
I wouldn't even bother explaining it. It makes no sense.
Nothing to do with the movie Elf.
I thought it was Elf for a long time.
No. But okay, I'll give you this much. I work at an amusement park over the summertime, and I've worked there for a long time. And there's a section of it that's called the Candy Cane Forest. Like, it's literally just ceramic or metal posts coming out of the ground that are shaped like candy canes.
Okay.
You run around, and it's a really little kid amusement park that I work at. And so the original, so that comes from something that me and my coworkers would say. They went off in the direction of the Candy Cane Forest, and so that's where it came from. Lyrically, it has nothing to do with where I work. Lyrically, it's mostly just about how even good or bad relationships are strenuous, mm-hmm. and how often, at least in my head, the good parts can blend with the bad parts, and I can't tell the difference sometimes. So that's why the line, you know, someone explain the difference between love and pain. So, like, because it's starting to feel the same. That's the lyric. So that's the whole idea.
All right. Well, there you go. Hopefully. Heard it straight from the source. Now you can hear it for yourselves. So here we go. Here on Drunken Lullabies, it is Keep Flying, Candy Cane Forest. I want to thank you guys for joining me, you know, briefly here backstage in this tiny little hallway. I feel like I'm in, like, the Death Star or something. But where can people find you guys on social media? If they want to be lazy, they can just click on the show notes, and it will all be highlighted for them to click. But, you know, if people are old school and like typing in the URLs and whatnot.
You know, it's Keep Flying Band is pretty much the at for everything, Twitter, Instagram. Facebook.com/keepflyingband. Our website is keepflying.band. Our Bandcamp is keepflying.bandcamp.com. It's all there. And if you really can't find us there, there's a cool website you can use called www.google.com.
I've heard of it.
Yeah. It's starting to pick up.
I think
it's
going to be get some stock. I expect big things.
Right.
So.
Yeah. Yeah. Get into that.
All right. Well.
Yeah, Bitcoin.
I was just about to say that. Man, I'm going to get on the ground floor of Google and Bitcoin.
Yep.
Keep that to yourselves, investors. I am all about the industry secrets.
Yeah, man.
Insider training.
We're right in
I know this woman named Martha Stewart. Help me out there. I got half a beer in me, so I'm feeling
there
better.
You go, there you go.
Well, say no more, bro.
The beer is pretty good.
It excellent. I'm glad you guys enjoyed it, and hope you guys enjoyed that song. I'm going to enjoy a full set from these guys in a little bit here. So I want
to
thank. Yeah, I'm not going to be recording during the show. That would be bootleg.
Well, you could.
If you want to, we won't care.
Oh, okay. So I'll plug this into the soundboard there.
Sure. Sounds good.
All right. Well, we'll see if that can happen. I don't know. But regardless, I want to thank you guys for joining me today.
Thank
you. Hope you guys enjoyed our brief little chat and that extra song. And I'm going to turn the mic back over to myself in the studio. So take it away, Dustin.
Cheers, y'all.
That was Candy Cane Forest from Keep Flying. Check them out. See them if they're in your town. The music's on Spotify. You can also get, you know, the digital EPs. I have them both in physical copy because I like listening to music in my car. So, followed that episode up with Drunk at the Movies 7, Boondock Saints. And then episode 90, Straight from a Bum's Mouth. We have some really funny episode titles, I must say. And that one featured music from Death Valley Dreams. Then we had Drunk at the Movies 8, Bill and Ted's Excellent Adventure with Kevin and Big E of the new show Karaoke Big E. You can look for that in a couple weeks. I believe you can already subscribe on Apple Podcasts and those kind of things. They have a little like promo teaser episode up. But the show should be debuting any day now. So check that episode out if you want to get to know the guys a little bit and aren't familiar with Let's Try This or Broken Funny Bone or IBWIP. They've been on the show before, but you should know Kevin and Big E. But check out their new project. Who knows, maybe the voice will show up on Karaoke Big E to do some singing. Who knows? If I do, you know there's beer involved. So episode 91, Wedding Crashing with the Stereo live at 350 Fest. That's when I got to sit down with another band that I've listened to for a really long time. And they reunited for a show at 350 Fest. And we recorded an episode after their set in the lobby of the convention center. And there was a wedding reception going on that just kind of appeared while we were doing the show. So, hence the name of the episode, but we're going to play a song. I featured a song from each album that the Stereo put out, and this is another one from the last Stereo record, Rewind and Record. They did have some new songs in the set, so that leads me to believe hopefully we'll get some new Stereo stuff in 2018, but I can't play it if it's not released yet, so we're going to play Tell Your Football Dad No here on Drunken Lullabies.
Hey there, 15. Please stop feeling sorry for yourself and know what you mean when everyone burns and beats upon you. Hard to believe, but I was just like you when I was young, and sometimes I feel like the adult version.
And that was a stereo with Tell Your Football Dad No. And I would like to thank Jamie, Rory, Chris, and Sam for joining myself and Gene for a little episode, some beer, some 350 beer, and some laughs. It was a fun time. I always like hanging out with bands I've listened to for a long time. Then we had Drunk at the Movies, Episode 9, Airheads, followed by Episode 92, Beers at Soundcheck, live at 350 Fest. That was the third 350-themed episode. We had music from Face to Face, who also played 350 Fest. And I sat down with a couple of guys from 350 and talked about what they do. So we had Steve and Sharp sit down and shoot the shit. Then we had Basketball on Drunk at the Movies. That was a fun one. Episode 93, No Backup Plan, live at Jackalope Brewing. Freckles and I were on the road in Nashville for the Rockin' Pod Expo. And we sat down with the folks at Jackalope and also with our band of the week, Lights of Marfa. We had two of the guys come and drink beers with us, and we featured some music from them. So that was a good time. And we had Drunk at the Movies 11, The Princess Bride, the first couples edition of Drunk at the Movies. Episode 94, Cannibal Kershaw, live on stage at the Nashville Rockin' Pod Expo. This was something that I never would have thought would have happened, but it was very cool that it did. I got to go to Nashville, be a part of this podcast expo with a bunch of other music podcasts, and some of us were able to do live shows in front of an audience and the other podcasters. And I sat down with three of the other podcasters that were there that weekend. We had, you know, Chris, who is from Decibel Geek, but it was his idea, I guess, to put all this together. And we also had Ian from the Rock and Metal Combat podcast. He was not a big fan of the craft beers. And then Josh from the Talk To Me podcast, he was a little bit more of a fan of the beers. And he's actually had some pretty big stuff going on with his show, the Talk To Me podcast. I had Wes Borland on from Limp Bizkit and got a lot of press for that episode. So it was cool to see that. And it was cool to sit down and drink some beers in front of people and get some laughs. Also made some new friends. The guys from Discography Discussion happened to be there because they know Josh, and they were sitting in the front row, and I got talking to them afterwards, and I just recently did an episode of their show. If you go look up Discography Discussion, there's an episode all about Project 86 that just came out a couple days ago, and you can check that out. Extra content if you really like listening to me talk. Drunk at the Movies, Episode 12, Cloak and Dagger, with Mark and Daryl, where we talk all about child murder. Episode 95, Don't Run Into the Fire. This was recorded at the second annual Drunken Lullabies Bottle Share. Oh, I think I forgot to mention Mike Tramp was the band of the week on that live episode. Sorry about that, Mike. The voice of White Lion way back in the day, and longtime solo artist now, so it was Mike Tramp. Then Don't Run Into the Fire, Episode 95, our band of the week was Grayscale, and I actually got to see them play at Riot Fest months later, or months ago. It was actually like a matter of weeks later from that episode recording. They kicked off the day on the same stage Radar State played, so that was pretty cool to see them. Episode 13 of Drunk at the Movies was Raising Arizona with Flannel Mouth Tyler and the Bottle Cap Kid, and Freckles chimed in on that one as well. Episode 96, we were back in Nashville, Embracing the Funk, live with Yazoo Brewing. And our band of the week was Republican Hair from Nashville, and we had some good funky tunes from those guys. Drunk at the Movies continued on with episode 14 and 15, parts 1 and 2 of the It miniseries. We did that with Doug and Black Hat Chad. Black Hat Chad's last appearances on the show until he's in the area again. But we figured, why not do that since the new movie was out? And I think that it's on DVD now or something. You can actually buy it. We then moved on to episode 97, Three Things to Do, live from Narrow Gauge. Those gentlemen I mentioned from Discography Discussion met me at Narrow Gauge, and we sat down with Jeff, talked about what's gone on in the past year, and also talked a lot of music. And the band of the week was Stavesaker. They had a new album out that was Roman numerals called MCM XCV, which, if you know your Roman numerals, that's 1995. So this new record, we played some songs off of it, and I played an old favorite, and it has a cover song on there, and I'm going to play that for you right now. This is their cover of Sia's Breathe Me, which, if you're a fan of the HBO series 6 Feet Under, this song, it'll have a sweet spot in your heart, I'm sure. So, we're gonna let Mark and the boys take it away with Breathe Me here on Drunken Lullabies.
Unfold me, I am small.
All right. Hope you guys enjoyed that one. Moving along to episode 98, Give Her the Old Double T. That one we recorded at Calvin's house, and we featured the band Royal Tusk. Played a few songs from them, and then we had the aforementioned Drunk at the Movies, episode 16, The Crow, and probably the last, or one of the last episodes I will do with four people for Drunk at the Movies. It's just too much going on. But you know what? I may have been half annoyed during the recording of it, but eventually I just gave in and went with it, and there's a lot of funny moments in that show that I admit I had to agree it was pretty funny. So, episode 99 was the No Band Left Behind episode. I did something similar to this. I went back, but instead of revisiting bands we featured, I featured a song from bands that I never got around to featuring. I get approval from bands way in advance, and there were some bands that I got approval from to feature them, and just for one reason or another, they kind of got bumped to like the bottom of the list. And other bands would take their spot. And I felt bad about it, but I still wanted to feature them. So what I did was I just threw several of these bands and played my favorite song from each of them and just made a show out of it. So I featured Attica Riots, Private Island, The Rex, Undercast, Rare Futures, Glint, The Hearts, Night Beast, Winter Sleep, Courage My Love, Japanese Girls, and Young in the City. And we just had a little bit of a mixtape. And hopefully you liked some of those bands. Like I said, I can't feature all of them, and there's bands right now that I've got lined up for 2018 that have been waiting patiently for almost a year for me to finally play them. Sometimes I wait until there's new music, because if they have a project coming out, let's do it when it's fresh, rather than this album came out 3 years ago. Here's a few songs from it. So those factors all play into it. But regardless, you know I'm going to play good music. That's the important thing. And some more good music came following episode 17 of Drunk at the Movies, The Evil Dead. That was when we started or continued our Halloween-themed episodes. Episode 100, Triple-Digit Spruce Tips. That was again recorded with all of my friends from the FCF Network, the Broken Funny Bone podcast, and we had a very special band of the week that week. It was a band that I've been listening to again for a really long time, and I had just seen them in concert, and we featured the Afghan Whigs as my 100th episode band of the week. And I'm going to play a song that's pretty much unreleased. It's not on a record. It was just a single that they threw out a few years ago, and it's a cover song as well. Here is the Afghan Whigs doing their version of Everything She Does Is Magic by The Police here on Drunken Lullabies. Thank you.
you'll marry me in some old-fashioned way. But my silent fears have gripped me long before I reach the floor, long before my tongue has tripped me. Must I always be alone? Every little thing she does is magic. Everything she do just turn me on. Even though my life before was tragic, now I know my love for her goes on. Every little thing she does is magic. Everything she do just turn me on. Even though my life before was tragic, now I know my love for her goes on. And on.
Wasn't that a nice tune? Just kind of makes you want to go hug somebody, right? Your special someone. I don't know. Maybe it's just the beer talking. But episode 18 of Drunk at the Movies Detroit Rock City was recorded in Nashville with my friends Denny and Stacy and Tony. And we talked a lot of stuff about Kiss and a little bit about the movie. Episode 101, Attic-y and Basement-y, live at the Blue Duck. This featured music from CJ Wildheart. He has a new record out that I highly recommend checking out. Then we had Drunk at the Movies 19, Blazing Saddles, with Hippie and Jacob. And then episode 102, Autumn Embrace, live at Tangled Roots, which that was our first episode for the singer-songwriter series at Tangled Roots, and it featured our returning guests and friends, Miles and Kelly, also a returning Matthew Ryan, and then new guest, Nick Leet. And we talked Tangled Roots brewing, we talked music, all of those guys performed songs for us. It was fantastic. I highly recommend checking that one out. Then we had Drunk at the Movies 20, Half-Baked, with two of the guys from the Hyper Uppercut podcast. And then here we go, episode 103, Meta Drunken Lullabies, live with Flogging Molly. Again, something I never thought would happen. I named this show Drunken Lullabies over 2 years ago when I was trying to think of the concept and what to do, and that song just seemed like a perfect title and theme song. Fast forward 2 years later, I'm sitting in a room drinking with them and talking about the band and playing their music on the show. It was very, very cool. If you haven't listened to that one, look it up. You shouldn't have to scroll down too far. It just came out in November. But I played some songs on the show. I'm going to play another old one right now from the album Drunken Lullabies. This is If I Ever Leave This World Alive, here on Drunken Lullabies.
If I ever leave this world alive, well, thank you for the things you did in my life. If I ever leave this world alive, I'll come back down and sit beside your feet tonight. Wherever I am, you'll always be more than just a memory. If I ever leave this world alive, if I ever leave this world alive, I'll take on all the sadness that I left behind. If I ever leave this world alive, the madness that you feel will soon subside. So in a word, don't shed a tear, I'll be here when it all gets weird. If I ever leave this world alive, just call my name, just before you go insane. If I ever leave this world, hey, I may never leave this world, but if I ever leave this world alive, she says, I'm okay. From my life, you said that it would. Now everything should be alright. She says, I'm okay. I'm alright. Though you have gone from my life, you said that it would. Now everything should be alright.
Then we add Drunk at the Movies 21, Planes, Trains, and Automobiles, our Thanksgiving episode. Then episode 104, Breakfast Pizza and BMs with our friends from Drugs Delaney. And we featured Alert the Medic, or as I unfortunately call them, Alert the Media, because I couldn't read my own damn handwriting. I did realize it halfway through the episode and made an on-air apology, but I'm doing it again because I'm professional. Or maybe I have to make it because I'm not professional. I'm not quite sure yet. But then Drunk at the Movies 22, Burnt, with Chefs Kyle and Lucas. And then episode 105, Ball Talk, with Matt Behan from 105.7 The X, and Kirsten and Calvin. And we drank a bunch of ciders. And we featured music from one of my top five vocalists of all time, Kevin Max. And we featured him recently again on a Christmas episode last week. But we're going to feature one of his songs from his album Broken Temples. This is Good King's Highway here on Drunken Lullabies.
You were silence, you heard a voice. And with a prayer, you made a choice. You were looking for love on the good king's highway, born in a storm and raised in a hurricane. Raised in a hurricane. You were looking for love on the good king's highway, rescued at last, even though you were a runaway. You were a runaway on the good king's highway. This world turns fast in neon lights. Your life flies past like a bird in flight. You flow.
Good King's Highway by Kevin Max. We followed that one up with National Lampoon's Christmas Vacation, Drunk at the Movies 23. Then 106 was Poor the Experience at Poor Brothers. We played Christmas music. Then we had Muppet Christmas Carol on Drunk at the Movies. Then Festivus for the Rest of Us, talking all about Fox Festivus, which happened last weekend at the Fox Pub. Then Drunk at the Movies, A Christmas Story. And Drunken Lullabies 108, Squatch Swatch. That's a tough one to say fast, which I think we actually talked about. That was our Christmas Eve episode with more Christmas music. And followed that up with Drunk at the Movies 26, That Thing You Do, which came out on the 27th. And here we are. It's now the 31st. It is New Year's Eve. So, those are all the songs I'm going to play for you today. I thought I would also mention what my top 10 albums of the year were, in case anybody gave a shit. Top 10, we got number 1, a band you heard earlier, the Afghan Whigs with their album In Spades. Number 2 was Brand New with Science Fiction. Then Can't Swim with Fail You Again. Can't Swim, another former band of the week. They came out with their debut full length and it is awesome. Then at number 4, Beck with Colors. He got back to the funky Beck, which I like Sad Bastard Beck, but I like funky Beck more. Then number 5, Ryan Adams, Prisoner and the B-Sides Companion Album. That was my number 5. Number 6, Picturesque, Back to Beautiful. The vocal range on that vocalist is insane. Number 7, Neck Deep, Peace and Panic. Some good pop punk from the UK. Number 8, Jason Isbell and the 400 Unit, Nashville Sound. Amazing songwriter. If you are not aware of Jason Isbell, shame on you. Go listen to his stuff. It's phenomenal. Song or not song. Album number 9, Guided by Voices. How do you spell heaven? They put out 2 records this year. Both made my top 10 and my honorable mentions. The other one came in on the honorable mentions list. It was a double album. I just listened to the single album a little bit more. And finally, number 10, Flogging Molly with Life is Good. So if you're listening for new music to check out, you can check those top 10 albums out. All are on Spotify. Or you can just tune in to Drunken Lullabies every week, and you know I'll be playing you a few songs from up-and-coming bands, or bands you may already know, but you know it's going to be independent and DIY. So, hope you guys enjoyed this episode of Drunken Lullabies. Of course, brought to you by Distill Brewery. And Distill Brewery was founded in Bloomington, Illinois, and has been boycotting Bland since 2013. Their hard work and craftsmanship has led to a wide array of beers that are anything but bland. From the Wild Sour line to the Barrel Aged St. Decara series, Distill's award-winning beers include something for everyone. With options like Weisenheimer, Vertex IPA, Syncopathic, and Dos Vidania, Distill doesn't disappoint. So we here at Drunken Lullabies encourage you to boycott Bland alongside us. Support flavor. Drink Distill. And I'm going to close this episode out with a sponsor spotlight of my own. I get to enjoy it all to myself. I'm going to have one of those aforementioned beers. A Weisenheimer Hefeweizen sounds pretty damn good right now. So I'm going to crack one of those open here and bid you guys adieu. We will see you in 2018. Thank you for all your support in 2017. This was the biggest year of the show. We had a lot of big episodes, big guests. I traveled all over the place. It was really crazy to see how much the show grew. It even got a spinoff. So thank you again for checking it out and being loyal Drunkomaniacs. Tell your friends, like, subscribe, follow, all that fun stuff. And until next time, this is The Voice saying, may your music be loud and your beers be cold. We'll see you next year.